So we can change the vibration of other people by requesting it.
Yes, it doesn't mean they have to receive it. You can never create in someone else's reality without their permission. But you will find that the more you clear your mind, the more you clear your intentions, the more you clear your heart, that all those within your circle of influence will entrain to your vibration. So the trick is, you have to not care. You have to be in total loving acceptance of everybody else's experience. Even if it's a beloved pet dying, you know, they end up in pain, right? But if you're in total acceptance and non-resistance to the reality that is, you don't have to understand it, condone it, agree with it, or want it. But if you're in non-resistance, then your vibration has a powerful influence.
And no judgment.
That's the tricky one. And so judgment is all those emotions of impatience, but, resistance, regret, disappointment.
The results.
Yeah. Measurements. So judgment is always to do with the ego, which is always to do with weigh, measure, or compare. And yet, for the first time, we as human beings will be able to invite our ego to support our soul self, our divine creative intelligence. And it will make that shift in our lifetime. How cool is that? So what that looks like is the personality, the ego, the mind stops measuring that which it does not like and instead focuses over and over and over on all that is right. It's the half full, half empty, but at a continuous level.
So that would be heaven consciousness right here on earth?
You got it, yes. And that is the invitation for all those on a spiritual journey at this time on earth to bring heaven here, not to leave the planet, not to kill ego and move away and not have mortgage and not work and go live in the mountains. It's to actually land the consciousness of heaven here on earth. And the consciousness of heaven is really a paradox because it sounds like full acceptance and yet that's not the result. The consciousness of heaven is peace, is kindness, is vitality and health. But if you want those things, you don't get them. So you have to instead desire to have acceptance. Hey, hey, good to see you back. You have to have acceptance of what is, and then the paradox is that gives you something, you know, what is.
So we should be able to teleport our little selves in this incarnation.
I don't think our age bodies will, but I'm pretty sure the kids coming in now could do that. So are you guys aware? They just released, I think it was yesterday, this new technology for, is everybody familiar with Pokemon? Mm-hmm. Right?
No.
Pokemon was this, it started with cards, and kids were so into it. Like, I remember seeing one sign, Pokemon is Satan. I'm like, really? And the kids would memorize these cards, these fantasy figures, these creations, and they would know who had powers and what powers, and you would battle them and who would win. And then there was a cartoon. Then there were video games. Well, just recently, now my kids are in their 20s, right? Oh, my gosh. Pokemon came out with, it's on your phone, it's an app, and you have to walk. You have to physically move to collect Pokemons. So my son and his friends, they're on it, right? And they're cruising all around. He comes home and he goes, I just walked 3.5 miles because I'm into this. So this today before I left, I said, so what's going on with the news with this new thing? And he goes, well, police are, you know, thinking people are on drugs, right? So walking around like this. And they're like, what are you doing? Collecting Pokemon. He goes, and there was a video out where the policeman says, well, I need you to clear this area so I can get them. And then in Australia, the police said, we appreciate everybody enjoying this new technology in gaming, and yet we want you to understand that you can collect the Pokemon in the parking lot. You don't actually have to come into our police station.
So you have to go to a certain coordinate in order to get it?
It's your GPS on your phone, right. And you have to keep moving around, and then it'll show you where one is, and then you walk over, and somehow I don't understand exactly, you capture on the phone. So I'm like, well, this is hysterical. And I'm like, why are you, and like, he woke up ready to go again today. And then he's saying, you can't do it safely on your bike. I'm like, please tell me you didn't try. And he's like, yes, I did. And I'm like, well, what's the addiction here, right? He goes, Mom, when I was a child, my biggest dream was that it would be real. He goes, this is as close as we're going to get.
That's cool.
And he goes, and do you realize how many overweight people are going to get active?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, but is it safe? I'm thinking, this is so, you know, like, right? You're treasure hunting. And he said, well, not you can't drive and do it, and I'm sure there'll be some accidents, but most of us are being safe. Isn't it fascinating?
It is.
So you talk about teleporting, but do you get that our technology, and again, I don't know about our bodies, because there is a natural ebb and flow on Earth. There are cycles here. But our little people, and I need to send you the second part of class, the way the kids think today is different. And so there's a video I sent out. It's a 13-minute video in England where they're working with children under the age of 12. And they put blindfolds on and give them a book or hold up flashcards, and the kids can read the sentences and the words. So the crew filming it, like, doesn't believe it, like they're peeking. So if you watch long enough, the one crew member, two kids are blindfolded, and he writes on a clipboard with a marker. And he writes the word light, L-I-G-H-T. And before he can turn it around, they both say, light. Right? So, I sent this video out, and I told my son, Sean, I'm like, Sean, you know, we did this. When you were in second and third grade, we would send thought to each other, and you would make me tell you when I got it, which was so intimidating. And because his brain had not developed into understanding time. I mean, he could tell you what a clock meant, but he didn't have time. So I'd have to say, it was at recess, it was before lunch, it was in this classroom, it was with, you know, I had to give him some, and he would test me. It didn't start that way. It started, he was stressed over a test, and I said, don't worry, I'll send you some mommy love. And he goes, well, how will I know? And I'm like, well, honey, you're going to absolutely feel it. You will know, I'm with you, I've set the clock, I'm going to do this. So then he was all in, and he said, okay, I'm going to send you, and you tell me when you get it. I was like, oh. And we did for about 2 years. And then when my kids, before we had cell phones, we'd go to a grocery store, and I would say, okay, go in your department, and I'll call you when I'm at checkout. And they would be like, well, how will we know? And I said, well, I'll reel you in. And I would just connect heart to heart, and I would imagine reeling them in like a fishing line, and they would come. So we were doing before we had cell phones. But our children, our kids, and maybe some of us, although I think we're really slow because I still get laughed at when I text, they're so fast, it is almost mental telepathy. They play these video games with people all over the world in different time zones, and they're interacting at a level that's never physical. So, yes, but I don't know if we might have missed that. But maybe not.
No, I'm not going to miss it.
You're teleporting when you communicate with animals in consciousness.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
From a picture.
Yeah. So, pretty fun, right?
Oh, yes.